And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Dallas Mavericks great who has led the team past the Lakers and into the Western Conference Finals. We say good morning to Dirk Nowitzki. Hi, Dirk. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Good. We've had a cloud that's been hanging over this show, though, for a long time.
And What is that?
I wonder where that's going to be, Dirk.
We just need to get it out of the way first. Gordo?
Get it out of the way.
Would you like to address Dirk?
Yeah, I have a question, Dirk. And
hey, Gordo. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
If you win a championship, that's a very big thing, by the way, in your life. I don't know if you're aware of the importance of that.
Yeah.
A championship.
Uh-huh,
will you celebrate by buying me a new guitar?
You know what? Done.
Wow! Oh, yeah!
Finally this is settled.
Now I'm rooting for the Mavs. Thank you, Dirk.
All right, no worries.
You're a good man. Now, I figure with interest, that guitar has got to be worth $3,000 now. So
really?
Yeah.
It went up that much?
Yeah, that much.
Oh, no.
That's okay. You can do it with your butt. You could sell your championship ring and buy me a nice guitar.
We'll get it done.
Well, thank you, Dirk. God bless you.
No worries.
All right, now the basketball.
All right, so you guys are in the middle of a week off here, basically. What have you done with your downtime since the Lakers series ended?
Well, I think we took it easy for a couple of days, two or three days. First day was off, then we shot a little bit, we lifted a little bit, and the last couple of days here we picked it up. We had a good burn 2 days ago, had a really good run, and worked the lungs yesterday, and today we're actually going to scrimmage a little bit. So, the first couple of days we're just easing into it and getting everybody some rest, but the last couple of days were all about staying sharp and keeping your rhythm. So it's been great, and we're just waiting to get it started this Sunday or Tuesday.
You guys are on such a great roll with six straight wins. The last game you lost, at least now, does it look like a turning point in this postseason? It was said that you said some things to the team after you guys lost that lead in Portland, and you responded so well to it. What do you think turned it around for you guys?
Yeah, it was great. We had a good talk after that game four. It was a meltdown a little bit. We were up 18 to fourth, and we said, hey, let's be a little tougher down the stretch, you know. And I think we responded the right way. We have a bunch of veterans, and they came together and said, hey, this is our moment here. Let's not let this happen again. And for some reason, we carried that into game five and really helped us win this big game at home. And since then, we've kind of been playing well off each other and just defensively battling, and Tyson and Hayward doing a good job in the middle. And offensively, I think we're moving the ball and making shots, and that always helps. So it's been fun playing off each other, and hopefully, you know, we can carry this momentum. I mean, we have home court advantage, so hopefully our fan is going to be respond the same way as they did here in the last two games against the Lakers, which was as loud as I've ever been seen here in Dallas. So it was amazing.
You were amazing in that Lakers series, 57% from the field, 73% from three, and 94% from the line. Was that your best series ever, or do you think one of those 06 series, maybe against San Antonio or Phoenix, you played better?
Yeah, honestly, I think that 06 series against the Spurs was my best series, and maybe one of the best basketball I played in my life. Just because it was over a seven-game stretch, and I don't think there was one bad game I had in there. Just attacking and shooting the ball and really playing well. So I think that, to me, still stands out as the best series. And obviously going by San Antonio in a game seven situation on the road, I will never forget that experience. So that was definitely a fun run. And the whole playoffs that year were great, and the excitement in the city was amazing. And this year almost feels about the same. If you walk into somewhere in the restaurant now, you got to high five the whole restaurant before you can sit down. And that almost was the same way in 06. So the excitement is there, and hopefully we can follow through.
Dirk with us here on the Dunham and Miller Show. The Mavericks await their Western Conference Finals opponent. Have you been watching much of Memphis and Oklahoma City, and do you plan on watching tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Watched every game since we went through, and it's been a physical series. I mean, they got a bunch of big guys inside, or they're battling. You know, Oklahoma is a little more perimeter scoring wise. Memphis plays a little more inside out, but I mean, the games are played so hard. I mean, there was a three overtime game that was unbelievable. Big shots made down the stretch, turnovers, big plays on both sides. So that was an unreal game. So But I think the series is still far from over. I think Memphis got a lot of fight in them, and they showed that. They're a great home team, so I expect them to come out tonight and really put it on OKC.
So you guys are back in the West Finals for the first time since 06. And after 06, these last few years, did you ever have any moments when you thought, man, maybe that was it, maybe that was the window, and did you ever think that it'd be rough to even get back to this spot again?
Well, you know, it's been a bunch of years, first round exit, second round exit, but to me, I'm never really worried about a window. All I was worried about, you know, once we lost the playoffs, that year is gone. I'm a come back next year. I'm a work on my game, and I'm gonna try to be better. And worry about only that year and not what happened in the past. I think Donnie and Mark have done a good job talent on the team, especially this year when we lost Karan and they got out and got Page. It's been a major impact on this team since he got here and got Brewer, who was athletic and add some youth to the team. So I think Mark and Donnie always put us in a position where we compete on a high level, and it's paid off now. So we're one of four teams basically playing, which feels great. But obviously we had a higher goal.
You seem to have evolved over the years, and we've talked about this week after your terrific series with the Lakers. You appear to have more to your game, say, than you did 5 or 6 years ago. Was there a point in your career where you got some sort of instruction? Was there a Rick Carlisle influence over the last 3 years? What do you think has influenced you these last few years to maybe change the shots that you take?
Well, I you know, honestly, I don't really think I changed that much. You know, I still try to attack from all angles. I still try to really take what the defense gives me. You know, especially in my 13 years, I've seen a lot of defenses now. I've seen double teams. I've seen fronts when I come across half court. I see guys coming from the baseline. And I attacked accordingly. You know, I think the experience obviously helps. Get your shot off. Go get to positions where you know you can shoot over your defender, or get to spots where you know you're going to get fouled. And that's really the experience is a big factor. But like I said, I still try to do all the same things, and that's whatever the opponent puts on me. If it's a smaller guy, I go down low, try to shoot over him. If it's a bigger guy like Gasol, I had to play a lot more in perimeter against the Lakers and go off the dribble, which I did some. So I still try to attack some of the same ways I did a couple years ago. But it really started with Avery, you know, where I expanded my game. He put me more on the low post, and I think that's where I got more comfortable down there and better. And now I think I'm able to face up and go down low and go to get to the foul line. And that was definitely big in the first years, where really my shot wasn't working that well, because Aldridge was really playing me well, but I was able to drive him some off the dribble and get to the line like whatever 40 times in that series, and that was huge.
Visiting with Dirk Nowitzki here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Do you think this team is better than the 06 team?
I think so. I think we're deeper. We got more weapons, but the problem is also that the league is better. I mean, if you look at all the talent now in one team, I mean, Miami is the perfect example. I mean, they got two of the best three players in the league, then they got Bosch, who's one of the best power forwards in this league, and it's like almost talent pooling going on now. All these guys recruit more or less several great players on one team, and it really started with Boston, and obviously Lakers did it when Gasol went there. So I think it's all the good teams now have several good players, and that's why it is the top of the league is just very good, and the level of the playoffs have been amazing this year. So, but yeah, I like our team. I like our depth. I like that we have experience, and hopefully we can carry it through here this next couple games.
The Morning News had a really nice article on you the other day about your time here in the last 13 years and how things have changed. I mean, you were a kid, basically, when you came here from a foreign country. Was there ever a moment in those first couple of years where you wondered, boy, I just don't know about this. This sucks.
Yeah, I think my first year was hard. Obviously, we all know there was a lockout year too, and barely had a training camp, and then got basically thrown into cold water. And you know, here you go. And Nelly let me start back in the day, so that really showed all my weaknesses. And it was a tough year. You know, all the traveling, and I wasn't used to that. All the time zones, and I was really struggling. So I think my first year I was kind of like, well, I don't know about this. But the good thing was that I could always go back to Europe, even though I signed whatever 3-year contract. I was always had, you know, Europe to fall back on. And but yeah, I wanted to fight through it. I think the summer league after my first year was big. I was able to get some confidence, get some playing time under NBA rules, and already my second year I started to feel a lot more comfortable. But yeah, I was lucky to play with a lot of great guys. I mean, I had some veterans on the team with Finn and Nash, who still to this day are great friends. I had Ralph Williams, A.C. Green, who's like one of the all-time professionals in this league. So I was able to play with some good guys that really taught me how to succeed in this league.
Hey, when you got here, the team was Finley's team, or maybe it became Nash's team. And then as you developed into a Hall of Fame-type player, it became your team. We had Jason Terry on a few days ago, and he said that you got up in front of the team in that Portland series and how you've become such a leader. Do you remember the point where it was your team and when you felt like you were the guy that everybody looked to and when you felt really comfortable addressing guys or jumping on guys?
Well, honestly, I think I kind of got, you know, pushed into that role. I think, like you said, it was Finn's team, and he was kind enough as a superstar that when me and Nash developed into the players that we became, that he kind of moved to the side and let us all share the spotlight. So I think not a lot of superstars would have done that. So a lot of credit goes to Finn there, who really let us all have the moment and have big shots. So that was great. And then you know, Steve left, and then Mike went to San Antonio the year after. So I kind of got thrown into that position. And but yeah, it feels great now to be that guy that gets his last shot or make the last play for the team, and that's a great position to be in. Sometimes I'm still not feel that comfortable with like holding 30-minute speeches or whatever, but I do pick my spots, and I think I do know when it's important for me to say something, and like especially when we won the first two games in LA, I thought it was a good time for me to say, hey, we need to stay focused and not lose game three at home, and I think that's how we played and energy wise. So I do pick my spots, and I think I'm a lot better at that.
When you're not playing basketball, what do you do with your time? Are you still playing guitar?
Actually, you know, it's funny. I just bought a drum set a couple months ago. So I'm at home when we lose a game, I'm frustrated. I'm hammering in the middle of the night on my drum set. So the guitar is a little slow. You know, it's always you have fun doing something. When you get to a certain level and you don't put the X amount of time in, you kind of stay at the same, and then it gets frustrating, and then you kind of toss it to the side. And so I never really had the time to go to a farther level, and then I got frustrated. So hopefully with drumming, I can hammer it, and it's going to be fun for a while, and I get better. I do take lessons, so it's fun.
Do you have electronic drums or acoustic drums?
No, acoustic drum set, a real drum set. So it's loud as heck.
Hey, Gordo's thinking about getting the band together.
I am getting the band back together.
You haven't been a drummer yet, do you?
Hey, let me finish the season, then I'm ready.
All right. Rock out the summer.
Hey, Dirk, we appreciate the time this morning. Best of luck to you in the Western Conference Finals.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll see you.
Yep. Stay hard, Dirk.
That is the great Dirk Nowitzki. How can you not love Dirk?
It'd be funny seeing a big old 7-foot drummer back there.
He would be the tallest drummer ever, wouldn't he?
Especially like he says after a loss when he's angry. That's when he goes and plays the drums really hard for hours. That must be a weird scene.
I'd love to hear one of those sessions.
Playing like Animal Is It from the Muppets.
Yeah.
Don't reduce him.
All right, that's the great Dirk with us here on the Dunham and Miller Show. We'll see what Norm's doing next.